Good morning. It's Scatcast 119.
Just keeps going.
Welcome to all you new littermates, the patrons.
The what? Oh, the patrons.
I'm the script keeper, that's Steve. Mm-hmm. I apologize in advance, but I was in a heavy music mood. Ugh. Like big time, so there's three songs. Ugh. It's the LCMB from the Slime Shed.
Terrible.
And there's also the season debut of Liam the Monster Hunter.
That doesn't make it better.
I feel like Scatcast 119. Go.
Fat cats, supporters of a podcast that does exist in the shadowy realm of the litterbox turd fuckery. Here's our fat cats: Matthew Bernard, Jason Glazer, Donald Fisher, Ryan Myers, Shauna Johnson, a cranky dick slapper to James Luke, big hug to Michelle Betts, and fuck yeah, Jasper Garland. Welcome new fat cats: Abram Garapi, Chris with no last name, and Mr. Rip Steele. Also welcoming Uber Chad.
Yay.
Welcome you sweet, sweet bastard. We appreciate all levels of patronage. Check out all the bonus content at patreon.com.
I prefer my skits cats fresh as fuck.
Liam the Monster Hunter. Liam the Monster Hunter.
Liam the Monster Hunter.
Well, it's a whole other season of Liam the Monster Hunter. We left off with a wizard declaring war on the Bloodbat Kingdom in Hopedown, with Albus and Liam leading his army. But then Albus and Liam tried to negotiate with vampires, and was subsequently thrown into a vampire dungeon, which led to having them peepees tortured. That drove Albus to climb in Liam's beard and find some flammable dragon poo, which they made a bomb out of, and blew a hole out of the dungeon wall, and escaped the Bloodbat Kingdom and headed towards Riverguard City. And that's where we find him now, and holy fuck, this is convoluted as shit.
I can't believe that actually worked.
I told you, dragon poo's flammable AF.
I can't believe we escaped a whole city of vampires.
Well, it was daytime, so they were sleeping.
I thought they'd have more daywalkers than that.
Or at least armed guards.
Well, it worked out good for us.
Now we just have to avoid the magical creatures oozing out of the Halloween forest.
Let's just stay the fuck out of there.
If we can make our way to Riverguard City, we can get some supplies.
With what money?
Actually, when I was inside your beard realm, I found there was quite an abundance of shit to trade.
What, really?
There's like 8 jars of dragon semen we could trade with.
Oh, nice. So what's it like in there?
Inside your beard realm?
Yeah, is it nice?
No, it's an awful shithole.
Well,
you have beard dragons and a volcano in there.
I didn't ask for that.
You kind of did, though.
I don't know Marnia's stupid magic rules.
Well, that's obvious by the way you've been your knees.
Well, Belvedere doesn't seem to complain.
This is an owl and it lives in a weird treehouse. You have, like, dragon shit everywhere in your beard.
Well, it came in handy.
It did, but it's nasty, dude. It's fucking nasty in there.
I didn't want a beard in the first place. I don't even want to be a wizard.
Well, it's too late for that shit, bro.
No, it's not. We can start over again. I can go back to being a monster hunter.
Dude, you're the chosen one.
Is that some weird lady in the Baba Yaga house?
So what, you just want to wander, Marnia?
I was thinking about going back to Shire and to Jarville.
What?
Dude, all of this has been about Velveeta.
Right, who may or may not exist.
She totally fucking exists.
Sure she does, bro.
She's all I've ever wanted.
So why didn't you just marry her?
Yeah, my economic situation's got sucky. My credit's real bad.
So you thought becoming a slayer was gonna be some kind of answer?
Obviously.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I was thinking you go off, slay a few dragons, preferably bear-sized.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
No.
Although I got beard-sized dragons in my beard.
They're full-sized dragons when you're in the beard.
Whatever, I figured I'd get some dragon gold and buy a townhouse somewhere.
So you think this girl's waiting for you?
I mean, that's why I write her letters all the time.
You haven't been back there for years.
It's been like, you know, 27 months.
Why do you think she would wait for you? Fuck.
I mean, you know, my ween, you know.
Bro, we've been smurf pissing together. It's not that impressive.
I just figured that, you know, Velveeta deserves a legendary hero kind of guy.
So you go off for a few years and kill a fuckload of squirrels and some bridge trolls?
I mean...
Then send her a bunch of dick pics via owl mail?
I mean, it's not a perfect plan.
Dude, there's some guy banging her right now.
You take that back.
Whatever, I can smell the cooked meat of Riverguard City.
It'd be nice to get a bed and a meal.
Yeah, you know we have to go back to South Demonguard City, right?
Why?
Because her father's like a Superman and he'll come fucking find us if we just fuck off.
Dude, he's gonna throw us in the dungeon. We're responsible for losing that whole battle and all those men.
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why we thought we could lead an army.
That is pretty dumb.
I mean, like 8 months ago, you were singing shitty songs in a fucking tavern.
My songs are shitty.
I mean, I being the chosen one, I should probably lead armies.
Now you want to lean into the chosen one shit.
I'm confused as fuck. The story is convoluted as shit.
Well, you're at a crossroads, Liam.
I'm feeling that.
Your adventure can continue as the chosen one and be a wizard cunt, I don't know.
Or I can go back to Shirington, Shireville,
right.
Marry Velveeta.
That's probably not real.
And slay local monsters.
It's up to you, bitch, but I tell you what I'm gonna do.
What?
I'm gonna go piss on that Smurf village right there.
Oh, fuck.
And so the two brothers make pee come out of their wieners right onto a random and peaceful Smurf village, drowning hundreds of little blue dudes and a couple females. But sometimes you piss on the wrong Smurf.
Hey, applesauce.
What?
Look at all those stars, man.
I'm not feeling very good.
What are you talking about?
I think we pissed on a bad Smurf.
Wait, what? That's a thing?
Yeah, it happens.
I don't feel any different. I just want to lay here and look at the stars, maybe eat some elven Doritos.
I'm kind of tripping, dude.
Is it because we murdered a bunch of sentient little creatures with our urine stream?
No, I'm pretty sure I had a bad Smurf, bro.
Right, well, what does that entail?
I'm fucking tripping, bitch. God damn it.
I sent Belvedere to go get some help.
Bitch, we don't have any friends.
That's right. Dick, Barfield, and the Hobbits are kind of like...
They're leading a coup against our father.
Yeah, doing stupid shit. How did this get so game? Game of Thronesy.
You mean minus being good and making sense?
Right, of course.
Bitch, I'm tripping.
Well, you're kind of killing my buzz.
Dude, you pissed on the same bad smurf I did.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying, here comes the pain, bitch.
Wait, what do you mean? What's going to happen to me? What are you doing over there?
There's ants on me, Jim.
What do you mean there's ants?
There's ants in my pants.
Wait, is there ants on me?
No, we're fucked, dude.
One of my owls could be back at any moment.
You think a fucking owl could save you, bitch?
Well, they could probably eat some of the ants at least.
I'm not letting no fucking owl eat ants in my pants.
What are you doing?
I gotta get the ants out of my pants.
Weird. You're a real buzzkill, you know that? Really ruin a good time.
Damn, I can't figure out my pants.
What the
fuck?
Dude.
I don't pants work.
What's wrong with you?
I am perplexed by the mystery of pants.
Oh, wait a minute, dude. I'm tripping out.
Wait, what is it? Is it more ants?
Dude, I think I'm in hell.
Oh, shit. Fuck ants. Where are we?
Is this wizard hell?
No, I told you, bitch. We are tripping.
Oh, shit. Are you seeing that?
If you tell me about it, I will.
I don't know what to call it, but it's a walking vagina with teeth all around it.
Oh, I see it. Hey, by the way, how do you work pants?
Dude, fuck your pants. We're in hell.
Yeah, even my butthole is sweating.
Okay.
Good news. I think the ants are gone from my pants.
That is good news.
But again, I can use help with my pants.
Fuck me, bro. Come here.
Yeah, but
hey. Right there.
Oh, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it's a buckle, dude.
I'm fucking tripping.
I don't like this at all.
I told you we got a bad smurf.
And that takes us to a portal to hell?
No, it just puts us into our worst nightmares.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we're inside your worst nightmare.
Oh, okay. So that vagina with teeth monster is my issue?
Yeah, bro, that's not good.
So this is like a figment of our imagination. We're just laying in that field, right?
No, no, we've been transported here, and everything that you see can kill us.
Fuck you, say.
There are risks to smurf pissing.
I'm in my worst nightmare surrounded by vagina monster.
Yeah, I wish you had better fucking nightmares.
Oh, shit, all of us.
What?
I'm afraid of our daddy.
No, shit, so am I.
Oh, fuck me, but what I'm more afraid of is...
What?
No, Barfield, no.
Yeah, Barfield?
No, that's my Velveeta. No, Barfield.
Oh, that's terrible. That's awful. That's weird. This fuck. No, I don't like that. That could stop right now.
Yeah, Velveeta, why?
Let's go back to the vagina monsters.
Barfield, you defiled my girlfriend. What do you mean she loved it? What do you mean she's gonna become your second wife? Oh, fuck. Barfield just became 70 feet tall.
Now, again, let's go back to the vagina monsters.
They're still here.
I see.
Right, so these are my nightmares.
Yeah, this can get really awkward.
There's a crowd of people booing us.
Yeah, a lot of my worst fears is embarrassing myself on stage.
Yeah, but you do it all the time.
The fuck I do, bitch? I'm an excellent performer. What do you mean, fucking eh?
I mean eh.
Fuck you, Pigeon of Destiny's a banger.
Yeah, okay.
Also, once again, I forgot how my pants work.
Nice.
And also, we're probably about to be underwater.
Say what now?
Yeah, I'm afraid of so much shit in the water.
Oh, shit.
I told you.
Oh,
shit.
Motherfucker, how are we breathing and talking underwater?
Because we're tripping.
I don't like this at all.
No, you haven't seen shit yet. The things that I'm afraid of that live in the water are real freaking.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
Like that thing.
What the fuck is that thing?
I have no idea, but the sheer thought of it is partly the reason I sucked my thumb until I was 12.
Yeah. I see. I didn't need to know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, we should probably swim this way.
How come we can't swim fast? Yeah. What the fuck?
Because we're in a nightmare. You can't swim fast in a nightmare.
I can barely move, and all I can do is doggy paddle.
Next time, we gotta check the smurfs before pissing.
Tell me this shit wears off.
It does. It does.
That's good news. Why the fuck can't I paddle faster?
It wears off as long as we're not killed in our nightmare.
This is the fucking worst.
No.
That makes it way worse.
Bad bird.
That's way worse. Ah. No. I don't need to see that. Okay. Yeah.
No, Barfield, no. Ian, wake up.
Velveeta's boots.
Ian, wake up.
Ralph, Albus, what the fuck?
It's over, it's over.
That pigeon came on my girlfriend's titty so many times.
It's over, it wasn't real.
I don't think I'm going to do any smurf pissing for a while.
There's a reason why you only go to reputable sources for your smurf pissing needs.
What are you talking about? We piss on smurfs in the woods all the time.
And sometimes shit like this happens.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You know what's crazy?
All of that was crazy.
Right, well, besides that, I actually had ants in my pants because I was laying on an ant hill.
Yeah, you got an ant on your face,
yeah,
sir.
Thanks. There's ants biting my dick as we speak.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You want to go to River Guard City and get some gear?
Absolutely. Right after I get these ants off my cock.
Right.
Oh, we're still going? That seemed like a good place to end. Let's see. Meanwhile, in South Demon Guard City, a talking horse, a talking bird, and some little hobbits were doing shit.
So we gotta overthrow that cunts. Yeah, we gotta overthrow them. But without further ado, let me introduce you to the leader of our revolutionists. Yeah, revolutionists. It's Dixis, the toxin horses. Yeah, he talks.
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you to my esteemed hobbits. Yeah. Well, I'm just a talking horse, and I've certainly got swept up in this.
We want that wizard cunt gone.
Yep. Well, as an anarcho-syndicunt, I recommend that we just ignore him.
What do you mean ignore him? He's puppeting the king.
Now, what do you need a leader for?
What do you mean? We need leaders.
For what? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
We're not a sports team. We're a city. We're a community of a bunch of individuals.
We want our king back.
For what?
To do king things, you twat.
You mean to take our money and dictate things he knows nothing about?
Well, the king is a child.
It's true, but we need a leader.
This isn't an expedition to the moon.
it's a city.
What do we do without leaders?
Well, you go about your normal business.
Well, what'll keep us from killing each other?
Do you think the government is keeping you from killing each other?
I know.
Having the king makes us feel better.
The whole point of government is for one group of people to gain power so they can take the resources from another group of people and give those resources to their friends.
We want that.
Bring us our king back.
You see, that's trading one form of corruption for another.
The king built roads.
Yeah, there's roads.
All right, well, fuck me, I tried. Yeah, well, I guess we'll just be corrupt assholes forever. Eat shit, Barfield. Fine, we'll go with your coup d'etat. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pigeon of Destiny. Fucking roads.
The Monster Hunter, the Wizard War of the Worlds.
And now a special presentation of some bullshit. Yeah, they got horns for bullshit. Yeah, bring in the shit horns. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Well, hello. Your earballs have entered a place called the Lilac City, and it's about to be quite abrasive because you're about to go behind the scenes with the Lilac City Nightmare Band and hear three new songs from their performance at the Slime Shed. It's dive as fuck and right where the Lilac City Nightmare Band belongs, but probably not even there. Here we go.
Dude, careful of my amp head.
Shouldn't you be fucking carrying this?
Dude, I'm conserving my energy for the show.
I'm fucking playing the show, too.
Yeah, but you play bass, dude.
Oh, fuck you.
Dude, I thought Jones was supposed to be our roadie today.
It's a Tuesday, so he's working.
Well, that's why we call him No Skin Jones, because he's fucking no skin off his ass if he shows up or not.
Well, I think we call him No Skin because he dresses as a skeleton.
It'd be a lot cooler if he was fucking here.
Right, well.
Did you guys see the stage in there?
What, did they move it?
They removed it.
What do you mean there's no stage?
It's gone as fuck.
Dude, how are we supposed to play without a stage?
We just play. We'll play on the floor, whatever.
Dude, our music is made for arenas, bro, on big stages.
Well, now we're going to play to people at our level having pizza.
Dude, that's fucking weak.
Whatever. Did you figure out the set list?
Oh, yeah. By the way, our set's a lot shorter than I thought it was.
Well, we can cut down a couple songs.
Yeah.
Was it a 45-minute set now?
We got 12 minutes, dude.
What? That's hardly enough time to warm up my demons.
Who's heard of a 12-minute set?
Well, the promoter doesn't like our manager.
God damn it, Bobby G.
Yeah, remember when we thought his brother, Joey G, was our manager, and then he died, and then we got his ashes all over our gear, and still all over our gear?
Yep.
And his ghost is, like, in our gear?
Mm-hmm.
This is our first gig with Joey G ghost gear.
I've got some people coming to see me wheedle from work.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Did they buy tickets?
No, I put them on the list.
Dude, we only get four people on the list.
I use them for some people I hate from work.
Dude, that means my girlfriend has to pay.
Yep.
I can't afford that shit.
Now, speaking of that, I didn't sell any tickets. Here's the tickets, man.
Dude, you didn't sell a single fucking ticket?
I'm not a ticket salesman. I'm a musician.
Really? Do you play an instrument that we don't know about?
Oh, it fried your ass, man.
Whatever. Here's the tickets,
man. If you don't sell fucking tickets, people aren't going to come to our shows.
I don't like pestering people I know to come see our shows.
Oh, dude, how the fuck do you think people are going to know that we're playing?
I don't want my friends to have to come support us. I want people that we don't know to come see us.
Fucking do the math for me, dude. How the fuck's that supposed to happen if you don't tell people about it?
If our music is good and it gets heard.
Bitch, you gotta tell your grand-grand so people show up to the fucking show.
I'll fiddle my diddle in front of your grand-grand.
Wow. Whatever, I thought we could start the show with a Wolfman Save My Life.
I don't know.
That is the most upbeat of all the Wolfman theme songs.
Well, we could play Wolfman number 9.
I'm just glad you didn't have us dress up as Wolfman.
We got our normal costumes, except for you, Toby. What are you?
I'm a guy with tape on his nips.
Right, I can see your nuts, dude.
We got tape on them, too.
I think we should do the Don't Do Crack song.
I don't feel like we practiced it enough.
Well, your skill level makes it so that you couldn't practice enough even if you wanted to, dude.
Blow me, you shit. Sleeve.
Speaking of that, try not to embarrass the band tonight, dude.
Don't start with that.
No, I don't mean to fuck with your pre-show mojo.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot's riding on tonight, dude.
On this show at the Slam Shed on a Tuesday.
Dude, there's a guy who knows a guy who does DJ stuff at the radio part-time.
Which radio?
It doesn't matter, dude. It's radio.
Right, well, I will play my best.
Well, dude, I'm hoping that you surpass your best by, like, 9,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, why do we park so far from the venue? There's not like there's anybody in the parking lot.
The owner said to park out there.
He wants us to park 3 fucking football fields away.
It's not like you're carrying anything.
I got my tuner and my microphone.
Last night, I watched the Netflix.
Dude, it's weird seeing your balls, man.
I like to show a little side nut.
Now, where's Bones?
I don't fucking know. I'm not his mom.
He's got a class till 7:30.
No.
Well, fuck, dude. Our show starts at 7:45.
He's got to get here from his girlfriend's house and set up his drums in 15 minutes.
Shit, Toby, will you call him?
I'm not his mama either.
Now, what about Gimples? Is he coming?
I haven't seen Gimples in like 6 months, dude.
Oh, is he like still in the band?
Bro, he's a keyboard player. I don't even know if he's still alive.
Fair.
Does anyone know if we get a sound check?
Well, we're the opener, so we better.
Wait, we're opening the show?
Again, the promoter hates our manager, so we're lucky we got this gig.
Oh, is there a green room so I can work on my makeup?
Dude, you've been to the Slime Shed. Of course there's not.
I thought they were doing something about that.
Dude, they just tore the stage out. What the fuck do you think?
Well, when I get your amp head on the stage, I'm gonna need the band keys.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, though, let's start with Wolfman Save My Life.
A number of moments in time later.
All right, guys. You guys ready for this shit?
Yep.
You remember what scales are, Axe?
I do.
I could go for a cold banana.
Dude, will you put some more tape on your nuts?
No. Nope.
Yeah, Bones is cutting it pretty close.
What's up, dude?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, thank fuck, Bones.
Oh, bro, your makeup looks scary as fuck.
I scared the shit out of the kids I was teaching.
Do you need help with your drums, dude?
No, Skin Jones is setting him up.
I didn't think he was here.
He comes to all my gigs, dude.
Oh, that's right. He's like your disciple or something.
Yeah, bro.
All right, so let's open with Eat Your Neighbor.
Oh, that's the closer, dude.
I think the closer's Pink Zombie or Eat the Bugs.
No, Axe, we're playing new shit.
Should have made a set list before the fucking game.
I got a set list right here. Look.
That's all Wolfman songs.
I think it's time to debut our new Wolfman vibe.
Let's do the Don't Do Crack song.
And cut what? The Ballad of the Wolfman?
Please.
fuck.
Definitely cut. I don't want to play that.
We have 12 minutes, you guys.
That's fucking ridiculous. That's like three songs.
We should definitely start with A Werewolf Saved My Life.
Five rock and or roll minutes later. Thank you guys for coming to the Slime Shed's annual Rock Your Fucking Face Off Fest. It would help me a lot if you drank your own body weight in beer. I know you will, Stan, but you won't pay me your best. Now, coming to the stage to open the evening from the Spokane area, these fucking weirdos standing behind me in the costumes. You eight people, the Lilac City Nightmare Band. Please call your friends and make them come down here and buy beer for me. Here we go. Where's the sound guy with that feedback?
Yeah, your sound guy's passed out drunk.
Oh, yeah, he does that. Lilac City Nightmare Band.
Hello? You guys ready to have your faces fucking rock?
Yeah!
Okay, well, that guy is.
Yeah.
Well, we're playing to that guy, boys.
Let's do it.
When I go home, I'm gonna watch Ancient Aliens.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's rock the souls of these cunts into an ethereal paste.
Yikes, dude.
Count us off, Bones. This song's about a wolf man saving my life.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much. That's huge. We practiced for months. Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Let's play Eat Your Neighbor.
Oh, dude, we gotta pick it up. Let's play that card song.
That's brand new.
They should make Meatloaf Hot Pocket.
Next song, guys. Let's go.
Let's play the Don't Do Crack song.
All right, let's do it.
Don't Do Crack song, Bones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Win them over, dude. Let's play Eat Your Neighbors or Pink Zombie.
Cardboard Love Song.
Oh, it's brand new.
Let's go, guys. We only got a minute or two.
We only got a minute.
Fuck that. Let's play all cards, cards, cards. Let's go.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Choose peace, motherfucker.
You squirt out of the sacred womb, and you go about
toothpaste, motherfucking moon. You squirt out of the sacred womb, and you go about being the only you. You can choose your path, just in time or two. Toothpaste, motherfucker, toothpaste, motherfucker.
City Nightmare Band, get the fuck off the stage.
Several minutes later.
Dude, we fucking rocked.
Yeah, we did.
That one lady kept looking at my balls.
That was fun, guys.
Except for you, Axe. You kind of didn't rock as good.
Okay.
That's badass and no skin Jones to unload all our gear like that.
Was that my bass head?
Oh, that thing's fucking heavy.
God damn it.
Don't worry, he's got it.
Seriously, though, Axe, I got a lot of notes for you.
We just got done with the gig.
We should go to Denny's.
I could go for some Denny's.
Oh, post-gig pancakes.
I'm down.
Some broken gear litter.
You gotta eat those biscuits?
We got a tapeworm in there, Toby.
Back off, shit stain. Dude, it's packed in this Denny's. We should play to the Denny's.
No.
Seriously, let's go get our gear and fucking play in the parking lot or something.
I think we're done for the night.
Whatever, we're still in our costumes.
Yeah.
You gonna eat them biscuits?
I mean, I fucking ordered them, didn't I?
I was just asking.
Dude, you gotta put more tape on your balls. We're gonna get kicked out of the Denny's.
There's weirder cunts in here.
This is weird for a Tuesday. What's going on here?
It's a 4-H club thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's it from the Lilac City, where people eat dicks because it's delicious. And they have a metal goat in their park that sucks. Oh, yeah, and the Lilac City Nightmare Band. See you next time.
From California, favorite human in the world and wife to me, Mrs. Scriptkeeper!
Yep, love of my life right there.
And starting at Shitbox Wizard, from Indiana, Donald Fisher! And starting at Discord, Dookie Slayer, from Ohio, Chris Brooks! Chris Brooks. And starting at Scatcast Quartermaster, from Texas, 900-time Time Suck Trivia Champion, Bodhi Sunyata! That's right, Bodhi Sunyata, Dipshit Files Researcher. Also starting at Button Pusher, Steve the Button Pusher guy. That's right, and then we have, you know, Tim the Intern, who sucks. Yep, that's right. That's good on you. Info at scatcast.com. Scatcast.com for merch. Yes, Tim sucks. Patreon.com/scatcast to help us. $5 a month gets you the inside scooper, which gets you all sorts of extra shit. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bye.
Episode 119.
It's over. Bing bong, my poops.